You are tuned to Parsha India Radio. This is Parsha Radio, a partial service of Parsha India Radio.
You are listening to the best of Parsha India Radio. This is Parsha India Radio with the best segments of the first 7 programs. You can contact Parsha India Radio at the following email address: Harold Krishna, P-I-R, at gmail.com. That is Harold Krishna, P-I-R, at gmail.com. I will now spell the email address phonetically. Hotel Alpha Romeo Oscar Lima Delta Kilo Romeo India Sierra Hotel November Alpha Papa India Romeo at gmail.com. That's Harold Krishna, P-I-R, at gmail.com. Again, phonetically, Hotel Alpha Romeo Oscar Lima Delta Kilo Romeo India Sierra Hotel November Alpha Papa India Romeo at gmail.com. This is the best of Parsha India Radio. Now back to the adventures of Harold Krishna, Sanjay, and the Pushy Punjab here on Parsha India Radio.
They are very good rubber ones. They are very good, very natural. They do not smell like the real thing, though. Thank you very much. This is pretty Punjab for the brief announcement. I hope you enjoyed it.
Special news, Bulletin.
We have just heard that a tape has been recovered from the New Delhi Hilton of Madonna having sex.
I don't think I've got to find American women like Madonna, a person of upstanding moral qualities.
I can just tell you that out of about approximately 260 million Americans, there are only about 75 million who have not yet had sex with Madonna. But as we speak right now, the tape of Madonna having sex in the New Delhi Hilton is being wheeled into the Parsha India Radio studios.
If all these people there can have sex with Madonna, it's no wonder that your supply of penicillin has run out.
I know, we're going to have to ask India for a loaner on that one, but our sources tell us, although we have not yet heard the tape, and you, the audience, will hear it for the first time as well as us, that Madonna has numerous multiple organisms.
Organisms? What do you mean by organisms?
Well, she's probably catching something with all that excitement.
And we also, I thought the penicillin was supposed to cure that.
No, I'm afraid not, Sanjay, but we do know, we have heard that she's also quite a squealer. Do we have the tape, Sanjay?
Yes, we do.
Organism.
I will impregnate her with my pole.
I'd be afraid that I too would become an untouchable.
I wouldn't want an untouchable her with your cat.
You're not too funny at all. Do not mock me. But these people do not realize how lucky you are to have such a national treasure as Madonna. In fact, I understand that in Argentina right now, the Argentines just love her. She's going down to play the role of Evita.
Oh, she's going down, all right.
Well, I cannot listen to this. I'm going to have to go and do some purification. This is awful.
You are listening to the best of Partial India Radio. This is Partial India Radio with the best segments of the first 7 programs. You can contact Partial India Radio at the following email address: Harold Krishna, PIR, at gmail.com. That is Harold Krishna, PIR, at gmail.com. I will now spell the email address specifically: Hotel Alpha Romeo Oscar Lima Delta Kilo Romeo India Sierra Hotel November Alpha Papa India Romeo at gmail.com. That's Harold Krishna, PIR, at gmail.com. Again, phonetically, Hotel Alpha Romeo Oscar Lima Delta Kilo Romeo India Sierra Hotel November Alpha Papa India Romeo at gmail.com. This is the best of Partial India Radio. Now back to the adventures of Harold Krishna, Sanjay, and the Pushy Punjab here on Partial India Radio.
Okay, time to bring you back to the Pushy Punjab, who has an important announcement.
Yes, good evening. This is the Pushy Punjab again. In the interest of sharing our technical excellence, we have lent 3 of our finest radio engineers to Radio Pakistan. Now, you may know that we are not very fond of Radio Pakistan, but I tell you, these are 3 of our best engineers. We are quite handicapped without them, and we're quite willing to lend them for a short time to Radio Pakistan, as long as they don't come back with nuclear weapons. Yes, that is true. We are handicapped with them and without them. It's kind of a paradox.
Like the video with the oxymoron.
No. The oxymorons live in Moscow. Anyway, if you'd like to hear the
oxycon, Moscow.
Don't talk about drugs. The only drug we do is basmati rice. Anyway, I'd like you to hear what these technicians can do. They're quite excellent. Here they are now.
Okay, here they are now in the process of repairing Radio Pakistan's transmitter.
Radio Pakistan is rated with a D rating. Very hard to hear, almost like Radio Bangladesh. We don't talk about them at all. Thank you very much.
Did you say that Hauser had a D rating?
Yes, Hauser has a D rating. He does not have a G rating at all.
Does the D stand for douchebag by some chance?
Well, does the D have to stand for degrading personality? No. I have only respect in the world for Glenn Hauser. You have to respect someone who loves his mother that much. I know someone named Norman who is like that. He met a bad end, actually, but I like Glenn a lot.
Well, I suppose some people like to go in the bathroom and smell bad, so we all have our own preferences, don't we?
I happen to have a preference for women. Hauser happens to have a preference for just being a pain in the ass.
Well, maybe in a future reincarnation he will be better.
What is the problem that Mr. Hauser has that has encountered his whole life? Is that his penis happens to be at that age too small.
And that brings to mind an old childhood poem. Even if every DX are down in Culpsville, like DXing a lot, but the Hauser, who lived just north of Texas and Oklahoma, did not. The Hauser hated DXs. The whole DX, it seemed. Please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be his head was screwed just a sesquicentimeter not right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think the most likely reason of all may have been that his penis was two sizes too small.
Glenn Hauser's problem is that when he was in the Air Force in Thailand, he went to a brothel. And he was turned down by the fair maidens, and so he has felt inadequate ever since. Henceforth, the reason why Hauser is a mouser.
On the radio. What part of India was he in?
I don't know which part, but probably one of the parts that we broadcast to.
I wonder what cable channel was running that movie.
I don't know. I thought he came live on our program.
I'm so confused.
Now it's time, I don't know if WLIS knows, but we scooped them. We have an interview with the cow and the rooster from the Radio Botswana interval signal.
Well, just treat them with respect because, you know, that could be my ancestors in the reincarnation process. They could be a cow especially. I strive to be a cow, you know.
Well, Sanjay, before the show, I was talking with the cow, and it turns out that she's the reincarnation of Jane Mansfield. Should we bring on our guest, Sanjay?
Yes, let me grasp it on her.
Well, yeah, you know, when you were back in your home province of Uttar Pradesh...
I want to milk her. Okay, I want to know something. This is an honor talking to my great-grandfather, the cow. What's it like working at Radio Botswana? And who do you work with? This is very intelligent. You see, you Christians would not believe we'd have a conversation like this, but I can talk to my ancestors, and they can be heard worldwide on international shortwave stations.
Well, of course, I have to admit, Sanjay, that our rooster friend from Radio Botswana is also going to be part of a new time station in Peru.
You mean one of those radio stations that sign on at 5 in the morning?
No, one of those stations that instead of going tick, tick, tick all day, at the hour will just go...
Fascinating. What will modern technology come up with next? A cow? Is music to my ears. Tonight I shall eat lots of curry in honor.
Well, of course, I would like to ask the cow one question, since this cow apparently was Jane Mansfield in a former lifetime.
Yes, I'm going to milk her.
What I'd like to ask you is, let me ask you, from what you just told me, is it true that in this life, Jane, or Miss Cow, you have more breath, but they're a lot smaller than in your last life? Guess that means yes.
There's nothing like the sweet sound of barnyard animals that gets one's blood coursing. Sounds like a fight in the barnyard.
Well, at that point, Sanjay, I think perhaps we should get the Poopa Scoopa crew in and move on to our last segment on here on Partial India Radio.
You're more than welcome to shuttle the ship. I have no desire to shuttle the ship.
Well, anyway, I believe our next section is coming up, and it is brought to you by the Chicago Garden Salad Commission, and that is Reese Apple.
This episode 666.16 Reese Apple.
Clark Jenkins, who found pirate radio and more importantly found his brain after living the life of a born-again Christian, well, we'll let Clive tell you his story.
I remember
the day after he was born-again Christian. About 10 years ago, I'll never forget what happened in the hospital that day.
Would cooperate.
my brain cells started reactivating. Until one day, I thought I was getting WHRI frequency, and instead, by accident, my digital receiver turned to 6955.
Fine again, Kristen. You're able to tune into Clyde's brain cells. Scientifically sampled, of course. Here is a sample of Clyde's brain cells today.
Then, after hearing, I happened to be home that night, well into Friday night. I kept on 6955. I could hear pirate stations such as Radio Xanax. I could hear WLIS, Radio Ab Checker, Pirate Radio Boston, and a lot of other stations, and an NID. I didn't know which one that was, because it was NID. But anyway, I found, even though they were sacrilegious, and they were probably, well, more my brain cells returned. And I remembered, I didn't have to view God in a theologically rigid way that caused any other related Christian religion, non-Christian religion. I could be free to work out, listen to pirate radio, and not act like a stupid moron that was a tool of right-wing capitalist.
For these pirate radios, you must repent, my son. You must not listen to those pirate stations. I just strongly urge you to listen to Christian stations, stations that spit out harmonics, because the more signals they have, the more thousands will convert. This is what we must do. We must listen. You must listen to Chuck Harmer in the afternoon and get the neocolonialist view of America. You must do these things, my son. You must be born again.
If I do that, will Radio Serrana come back on with communist propaganda?
No. Why do you think Trans World Radio is broadcasting some medium waves from that nation on 1395 kilohertz?
Because long waves are too expensive.
And to put in short waves, this is too expensive, my son. You must repent. Because if you don't repent, I will be very upset. And I will continue talking like this, like Glenn Hauser.
Well, that was almost enough to get me back from fall, but I went home that night and I was just curious before I went to bed. And I happened to hear Radio USA. Then I started thinking more and more about all the wonderful stuff I was missing being a born-again Christian. I need to go into that because I think you all know what that's all about. But suffice it to say, here I am today. Since I can't think of anything more to say, we're going to break and go to Chicago Garden Challenge Mission, and they've got a special announcement for you.
Oh, we wish to bring you a secular, homosexual, secular humanist. He shall read his new poem.
Is his name Allen Ginsberg? Yes, my name's Allen Ginsberg. Roses are red, violets are blue. Blow the reaper,
and I'll blow you.
Well, I'm not a born-again Christian anymore. I can't go that far.
My son, it's not through you now. It's through your blow.
And where's Popeye? Oh,
I don't think I can get him back. No, that's a hand.
Okay. Oh, I'm not born again Christian anymore. I'm a human being, not a full blown human being. I ain't no homosexual, but I am a secular humanist. Anyway, I'm fine now. I got me a wife. Well, I won't talk about her right now, but let's just say when I was a born-again Christian, I couldn't do that stuff.
You here, right here, the wife.
I, leaving the rigidity of born-again Christianism and following opposite tenets and confusing treason, we are an unfilled world of secular humanism, where he now has no worries, no conscience, but a mind. He is now a free form.
Sigmund Freud has something to say about that selection.
We are going to have a very extraordinary interview. We have one of the leading paleontologists, geologists, archaeologists, religiousologists, from around and across the world. He is from Ape City, in the deepest American South, in Alabama, near Atlanta. His name is Dr. Zayas, and this ape will give us a new perspective on our human culture. We now have Dr. Zayas in the studio with us. He is first of all going to comment on our customs. Dr. Zayas, could you please comment on our custom of washing and worshiping in the river Ganges?
First of all, I am very happy to be here as Dr. Zayas the Ape. Second of all, I have quite a commentary on human nature as it exists and as I have observed since the mid-70s. Bathing and washing in the river is disgusting at the least. It is just another example of the contempt and utter disregard the human race has towards nature.
But how could it be a disgrace towards nature when we take our germs and we stuff them off in the river?
Doctor, could this be the reason that people in India don't live as long as people in, say, the United States?
Now, there's a can of worms just waiting to be opened. India and their customs. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. While I was walking down the road, a street maybe, thousands and thousands of humans, I was terrified. I looked at this river. And on one end of the river, I see women washing their children, giving water to the sick and the needy. By upstream, there are people bathing, going to the bathroom, and even more disgusting animal-like tendencies. Why, the river was full of urine, the very same water that the young are drinking and feeding upon apes. Apes would never, never have this type of contempt towards one another.
Can you tell us, what about reincarnation? That seems to be a big Indian thing.
Reincarnation, another asinine attempt to try to find one answer to the question that man always searches for. Man is always searching for questions for answers, whether it be a globe wizard, whether it be brains, or whether it be fake human experience. I have learned to see that most things in reincarnation never really exist. Therefore, I am.
You are? So that is what our God says, I am who am. No, wait, that is what the Christian God said to Charlton Heston in the Bible movie. I am who am. What type of law do you live under, Dr. Zayas?
We live under one law, and one law only. Ape shall never kill life.
Hey, Dr. Zayas, can I ask you a question?
Do all you guys sound like Jimmy Durante?
Just me. I am Dr. Zayas. I sound like Jimmy Durante. I do.
Who gave you this law that ape shall not kill ape?
It was brought down by the forefathers.
Could you say this forefather was the greatest ape of all?
He was brilliant. He was ape. He was brilliant.
Dr. Zayas, unlike those of us here in India, I get a distinct odor from you. I think you smell.
The odor you smell upon those fallacious nostrils of yours is a pure and innocent odor of cleanliness and bathing. Obviously a scent that is not known to this wretched land known as India.
Food. With you mocking our nation and mocking our culture the way you do, it is a wonder that you have evolved at all. How could this be an ape evolving from a human?
The ape never evolved from the human. The link has never been made because the chain has never been broken. Ape will always be superior, unlike you, who try to put yourself at the top of some bureaucratic, paper-chasing food chain, trying to have influence on things that just have no relevance.
We built the bomb. Don't forget that.
A bomb, and that is what will destroy you. Hear my word.
Dr. Zayas, I must say, this has been a most enlightening interview, and we wish you luck in your journey as you traipse back forth into the Forbidden Zone in pursuit of the great visionary Taylor.
Taylor was a visionary, and he is no more. I am in search of my home, but my home will never be. I end you, and I leave now on this one sour note.
So eat a banana.
We hope you enjoyed this Best of Partial India radio program. If you did and you'd like to contact us, ask for a QSL or a scarf from Scarfman, you can contact us at the following email address. That's haroldkrishna, P-I-R, at gmail.com. And phonetically, it's spelled Hotel Alpha Romeo Oscar Lima Delta Kilo Romeo India Sierra Hotel November Alpha Papa India Romeo at gmail.com. That's Harold Krishna, P-I-R, at gmail.com. So, until next time, this is your buddies at Partial India Radio wishing you happy Pirate DX. Thank you.
We're getting older.
Yeah, but are we getting better?
I sure hope so.
We hope so, too, and we're happy to be here.
20 years. Imagine, 1992. Way back then.
I can't believe it. Where does the time go?
Yep. Pirate Radio Boston started its career in May of 1992 with a relay by CSIC, the voice of the Great White North. And as Pirate Rambo would say, psycho chicken. Anyway, we want to thank Pirate Rambo for that. We don't know where he is these days. Have you ever heard about him?
No, I have no idea.
I understand he was a Montreal native.
Well, Montreal's gain and our loss, I guess.
I guess so. He's moved on. People say that he was a professor, maybe, in Montreal or something like that. But anyway, we want to thank Pirate Rambo for getting our start, and then that was 20 years ago, and we're still here. So, anyway, you are listening to Pirate Radio Boston, and this is the 20th anniversary official program, and we do have a special 20th anniversary QSL. What do you think about that?
QSL's rules. You can't do any better than a QSL card.
What was your favorite pirate about Radio Boston QSL?
The first one, the Boston Yacht Club.
Oh, the three babes in the bikinis, huh?
Yeah, especially the redhead. Oh, she was gorgeous.
She was good, and, you know, I bought those at a place called Laureate's Bookstore. You probably know a little bit about Laureate.
They are out of business.
Yeah, long ago, and after the supply of postcards disappeared, I couldn't find any more, so. But I sort of like the Beavis and Butthead one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Pirate Radio Boston rules.
It did. Yeah, that was one of our favorite QSLs. But we're going to design a special QSL for this broadcast. So if you can hear us and you want a QSL, you can do it two ways. You can email us at pirateradioboston@gmail.com. That's pirateradioboston@gmail.com. Or you can send it to the mail drop in Belfast, New York, which is P.O. Box 1, Belfast, New York, 14711. That would be Mr. John T. Arthur. So what do we have as far as music coming up, Mr. Excellence?
Oh, I picked a few things. Actually, a few things from my personal collection. I guess the first one is going to be by a group called Railroad Earth, and the name of the song is The Jupiter and the 119, and it's about the railroad building in this country at the turn of the last century. And if you can see this band, Railroad Earth, go see them. I've seen them 10 times, and I've never been disappointed. They are a fantastic American roots band, and I can't say enough about them. They're fan-friendly. The music will just blow you away.
There you go. So let's listen to a little bit of Jupiter and the what? Railroad Earth, right now. Thank you.
the pilots on the track they proudly rest. Crowds all gather round them dressed up in their Sunday best. The big brass band is playing, it's a bright and cloudy day. The speaker's oratory and the bosses have their say. The reverend says a prayer, it's mercifully short. The drunken railman laughs and the iron horses snort. The engine gets closer, blazing down the line. Champagne bottles pop and three glasses toasted time.
I would say it's quite the collection. The CPRV would love to get their hands on that one.
Yeah, Harry has a good collection of QSLs, I have heard, and I'm certainly looking forward to seeing Harry probably at a Winterfest coming up. He says he might come to the next Winterfest.
Yeah, that'd be great. We missed him at the last couple of them. He's a great guy.
He is an old guy, but he's not a bad guy for an old guy, as we like to say. We're all getting older, Harry, so we won't never catch up with you, but we're getting to that point, so... I have a letter here from, from New Smyrna Beach, Florida. That would be Cork. LT Easterly, or Cork, as she likes to be called. She had a signal strength of SIO 232 in New Smyrna. Signal clear off, voice a little low, and tough here to pick out. We also have adjacent digital noise on the frequency locally. And she sent us a recording of our broadcast. I want to thank you for that, Cork. And we did send you that QSL card by email, so I'm quite sure that you've got it. So, one more letter here from, I think this guy goes to the Winterfest, Kim Rosso. Does that name sound familiar to you, Mr. Excellence? I think I've seen him at the Winterfest.
Doesn't sound familiar to me, but it doesn't mean I haven't met him.
I think, Kim, you go to the Winterfest. I think I know what you look like. Anyway, he says he is from, where is he from? I think he's from Iowa, but anyway. Oh, good signal into Iowa. Yes, he's from Iowa. Hey there, there, Pirate Radio Boston. Just wanted you to know you're making a good trip to Iowa this evening. Without the preamp on, you're pushing the meter on the FT-2000 to S9 on peak. I just heard you mention a band from England called the XX and how they had to record in a garage because they had no money. Now, that's true. They even had to be careful not to disturb their neighbors. And you also heard Regina Spencer a little later on. Like I said, it's pretty working on, but with a fair amount of fading, still a great copy. So on an exceptionally quiet night, SIO-444. Well, thanks, Tim, for your report. That's your QSL. So I'm going to turn the microphone back to Mr. X. Once Mr. X, and he's going to...
Okay, this is going to be a little change from the last song. This is the original Alice Cooper Band. And the name of the song is Hello Hooray. And figuring it's our 20th anniversary, why not celebrate? This song was written by a person that was crippled in a wheelchair. It's been re-recorded many times by other people, but it remains one of the original Alice Cooper Band's best songs. And for you music lovers, there's a reason why Alice's first four or five albums on Warner Brothers are four-star albums, and the solo stuff isn't. Nothing against Alice, but that was a crack band, and they are missed.
They are missed, and I think Alice Cooper was in the movie that I saw, Dark Shadows. Yeah, he played in the party in Dark Shadows. He didn't look too bad for him.
Actually, the funny thing is Alice does have a new album out, and with the surviving members of the original band, they do two or three songs. So the most songs worth listening to on the album, so again, it says something.
All right, so listen to that album for a song right now here on Pirate Radio Boston.
Well, we're back. Pirate Radio Boston, 20th anniversary broadcast. That's what you're listening to. We're Pirate Radio Boston, a station run by DXs for DXs, as we used to say way back when. Anyway, you can write to us again by email, pirateradioboston@gmail.com. That's pirateradioboston@gmail.com. I'm Charlie Loudmore, and he's Mr. X. Next, we have some more letters, some more emails that we got for our last broadcast. This one is from Daniel Darby. Daniel Darby, also known as Dano Man. He said, hey, hello, I have you here in Louisiana with an S8 to S9 signal with an excellent wide signal. I'm using a Wind Radio Excalibur with a 7 megahertz Delta Loop antenna. So, with a Wind Radio, it's pretty cool stuff, huh? Nice radio, as Mr. X would say. So, thanks for your report. And let's see, we have a nice long letter here from Joe Farley. I've seen Joe Farley's reports on the HF Underground quite a bit. He says, by way of introduction, my name is Joe Farley, and I live in a suburb of Chicago, Downers Grove, Illinois. I started DXing Pirates back in the early 1980s. In the early 90s, I took what I thought was going to be a short break from the hobby, but in actuality, lasted until last year. I never really turned the radio off, but stopped reporting and QSLing. During this time, I actually had the opportunity to hear Pirate Radio Boston a couple of times. So I was not absolutely unfamiliar with your station when I heard you the other night. Let's see, here it's on June 22nd of this year from 0129 to 0230 UTC on 6925 AM mode. He was using an RF space SDRIQ with a homebrew outdoors resonant loop. Sounds like fairly cool equipment, huh?
Yeah, sounds like great stuff.
Sounds like good stuff you got there. Anyway, you said you heard some songs like Gimme That Ding by the Pipkins, Candles in the Rain, Ring of Fire, etc., etc. You asked for listeners' feedback and memories from the 20 years of PRB history. I am not in a position to do that, but would like, so that would be out of my comfort zone. I can speak from the here and now, though, and I can sum up my limited experience with Pirate Radio Boston in one word: engaging. Well, thank you for that. Your presentation, musical selection, and sincerity in the show engages you. It does not matter who else is on at the same time. You listen to the end of the show without going off looking for a bigger and better deal. I feel that it's the greatest respect one can give an op who is taking all the risk. You pay attention until the end. I thoroughly enjoyed the show. Well, I think he really liked the show, Mr. X.
Sure, sounds like he did.
Well, we quite enjoyed this one, too. We're trying to mix it up a little bit with some more music. Mr. Excellence is back. He hasn't been with us for a few years, so we're really happy to have him here in the studio, so we're letting him play his favorite song. So, speaking of that, Mr. Excellence.
I've got another one here, and this was recorded where else? In Boston. This is Peter Tosh, live in Boston, 1976. And as many of you may know or may not know, Peter Tosh was Bob Marley's original lead guitarist, and then went off to have a fairly successful solo career. His earlier albums were the best of the batch. And he was unfortunately murdered in a robbery on September 11th, 1987, at his home in Kingston, Jamaica. And this song was recorded live in Boston, and the name of it is Why Must I Cry? It's Peter Tosh.
Loudenbloom, and he's Mr. X. And this is our 20th anniversary broadcast. Yes, we started in May of 1992, and here it is, the very end of 2012. That is 20 years, and we're still around, so not too many stations can say that. Anyway, I think probably WBNY is probably the only one, but we think they're a different operator than the original WBNY, so we're not sure if they count. Maybe WBNY would like to comment on that, but we'll see. Anyway, we've got one more letter here that I want to read to you first, and that's from Reception from Wisconsin. Hello from Wisconsin. I caught a Pirate Radio Boston broadcast, 6925 in the AM mode on June 21st, around 8:40 p.m. I tuned in to light, raucous music, unfamiliar to me, into a mail presenter giving music, information, contact information, including the Belfast, New York mail drop, and a clear ID. Credit for my hearing this broadcast goes to the folks at HF Underground. That's www.hfunderground.com. I never knew Pirate Radio Boston existed until tonight, but I'm glad I was able to make the catch. Well, we're glad you heard us as well, because we haven't been on in the last few years that much, so maybe once or twice a year, so a lot of people don't know who we are. But anyway, that letter from Charlie Forsyth, 444 West Main Street, apartment 104 in Madison, Wisconsin. Thank you, Carly, for your reception report. And if you hear us and like a QSL, you would like a QSL, that is, it's Pirate Radio Boston, P.O. Box 1, Belfast, New York, 14711, or by email at pirateradioboston@gmail.com.
Did it say Iowa, Wisconsin, Ohio, Illinois? We were really getting out there.
Yeah, we were really heading out to the Midwest, weren't we? Yeah, from Wisconsin down to Louisiana. So that was pretty cool. Pretty cool at all. Okay, Mr. X, do you have another song you'd like to introduce to us we want to play?
And actually, it's two songs. This is another band that never gets the recognition that it deserves. Most of you have probably never heard of them. If you get a chance to see them, go see them, because they put on another super show. The name of the band is Donna the Buffalo. And the two songs that I've got picked out is, one's called Funky Side and the other's called Sailing, and I think you'll enjoy them both. And again, if you get a chance to see them in concert, they're well worth the price.
All right, let's listen to Donna the Buffalo here on Pirate Radio Boston.
Thank you.
Mr. Excellent and I have a visitor that just came into the studios from who knows where. They just so showed up here, and the station, I believe, is called what?
Yeah, look what the cat dragged in.
I don't know. What did the cat drag in?
The bear told the cat, I am Sanjay, a parcel on your radio.
You have a parcel on your radio. Welcome, Sanjay.
You're the infidel. Infidel. That one sitting over there caught me a cat. I was never running around.
That's
fine,
Jay.
You're
partial on your radio. You guys, we haven't heard you on the air.
Are
you going to come back on the air again?
Sanjay, before I say anything, I
got to
say, nice side of beef. Cook up that steak.
That's right. Let's cook it up right now.
Terrible, terrible. You all burn the hell for that. And yes, we will be on the air. We will be on the air. And you'll see. Partial India radio rule. Never mind the standard radio Boston rule.
Remember that. I am Irish, so expect to be so suicidal by the laws of men. I am a man, they proved that to prove my hero lesson. I go to wicked things and I'm a chili. They got to la 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 la.
Plasma TV carrier red, which is the red on his little printout.
from my neighbor's TV down frequency in the screenshot. Could you QSL with me? And yes, we could, and we sent you your QSL by email. And we're sorry to hear about the Plaza TV guy, but unfortunately these days, Mr. Excellence, that's what we have, right? We have to deal with those things.
Oh, my God, where I live, the noise is just incredible. I can remember hearing in New England on my little DX40 portable 30, 40 years ago, hearing Tahiti on that. And now, sometimes I'm lucky if I can pick up WBZ in Boston.
There we go. Same with me. I get those buzzers and howls and squeaks. I have a new washing machine that even makes a noise when it washes clothes. So that just goes to show you everything now emits RFI. So it's all over the place. No matter what you buy now, it seems it makes some sort of radio noise. But that's what we have to deal with. And anyway, we hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to close down now, and hopefully you'll hear us next year in our 21st anniversary program. So until next time, this is Charlie Loudmore and
Mr. X. Don't forget the address, Charlie.
Okay, that's right. I won't forget it. It's PyRadioBoston@gmail.com or P.O. Box 1, Belfast, New York, 14711. So until next week or next year, whatever. Goodbye from Pirate Radio Boston.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm always waiting. I'm always waiting.